Insource, don't outsource. Merge virtual teams into your culture to leverage growth.
J.W. Oliver with another Insource, don't outsource. Hey, a lot of confusion about the terminologies you hear: onshore, nearshore, offshore, outsource, insource. There's all kinds of different terminology. I want to focus in on what it means when you talk about the different shores. Onshore obviously would be in your home country. So for the U.S., onshoring would be that we would do the remote team members or the outsourcing within the U.S. So those are people who could be working from home under contract basis. Those are going to be your most expensive. So the further you get away, typically, not always, but typically the cost is going to be reduced. Nearshoring for us in the U.S. would be a place like, let's say, Mexico or Central America, areas that are a little probably in terms of economics, a little more expensive. Mexico is closer in price, at least, to the U.S. So that would be the nearshoring. So again, you got onshoring, nearshoring, and then offshoring. So offshoring is what we do at ZimWorks, and that is done in our center in Zimbabwe. So that would be offshoring. So inherently, there is no difference in the functions. You're actually having someone to work in your office. Now, we think it's different. We don't think it's even, that's why we say don't outsource, but insource, is because we truly believe that these people become part of your team and they become a part of your culture and therefore a real integral part of your growth and your operation. So when you think of and you understand what it means to onshore, nearshore, and then offshore. Now, we like to use the words insource because we know that is really and truly what we do. There are lots of terminology. You know, you got EA, PA, VA, executive assistant, personal assistant, virtual assistant. So lots of terminologies, but we like to understand that insourcing can be a valuable and integral part of your operation. Have a great week. God bless.